Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Hey everyone, don't get anxious, get prepared. Your career engineer here, and thank you for being a part of our broadcast. We will be taking questions live or later right here on our YouTube channel. If you're not following us, do so right now. Share, follow, set that reminder so you never miss any fresh content. So first things, so we're going to be hitting some of the news about October and of course, new month and, you know, big word shutdown almost scared everybody here in America. So we're going to talk about that. And I've selected two questions that was emailed to me. And I thought they might be good to talk about not just getting a job, but how you keep one. So, you know, get your pen. If you're low tech, take some notes, share this with your friends, write it in your little booklet. I'm live, looking forward to your question. So listen, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Told y'all, it doesn't take me long to come anywhere. Remember, you can submit your questions to me by email at info@tcenow.com. I'll select some. I might even use one for a podcast or talk about on television and things of that nature. But today, I want to be live with you right now as I answer any questions and deal with the ones I picked up. But I do want to make sure I share some information with you. Make sure you check us out all the time, tcenow.com. That's where you find me. First thing, I got to talk about the data, what's happening in America, like today, like this Monday. So we had this big shutdown scare for the federal government, and we're going to have it again in 45 days. So that's just it is what it is. So let's talk about the employment situation and the numbers as they stand. Now, one big report that I love to watch, and if you are getting our newsletter, which you should, you know, our TCE newsletter, we'll have the numbers from the job opening and labor turnover report, which comes out, the new one, I think, tomorrow. And then the first Friday of the month will be the new jobs report for, you know, what happened last month. So since we're in a new month, we'll see what September's numbers are. But as of today, we have a 3.8% unemployment rate nationally, which is low. Okay, very, very low, which is good. I mean, it's gone up and down a little bit, 3.5, 3.8, but I'll take 3.8. And at the last JOLTS report with the job openings, which again, new one will come out tomorrow. So, but 8.8 million folks, which means job openings. Those are like 8.8 unfulfilled jobs, like job openings from all sectors, right? Doesn't technology, education, hospitality, but we also will show that report will get more specific. And I'll share that in my what's new and what's next video that I'll do usually the first of the month about what jobs decreased. You know, some folks let folk go. Y'all hear that a lot, right? Things are letting folks go. So, but 8.8 million open jobs is good news. I remember when it wasn't that way. And we've also had 3.5 million folks quit, which is decent. It used to be higher. So people maybe are holding on to those jobs a little more than they used to, right? The quick, fast, and the hurry has changed. So, and that's good. So that's what's up. So it's important before we start every month to know what the data says. So if you're looking to make a move or maybe even negotiate where you are, so you can move up and not necessarily out, it's good. It's a good time for that. This is a good time to do all that, all right? So remember, while we're live here, you can post your comments and I can grab them. Even when we're done, I will come back and check some, to see what comments you have to see if I can answer them. Again, career advice, job search advice, or you can ask me about my hat, whatever, you know, makes you feel good. All right. Check out become a member too of our TCE world right there at joinTCENow.com. So this was a question, and you know, and I've seen this a couple times. So this isn't so much of a job getting question, perhaps, but I thought it was interesting because what people sometimes forget is that, you know, yes, you're hired to do your knowledge, your skills, your abilities, right? You want to perform, do this job, make that money, do that. But when you work for someone or work somewhere, it's not just you. You're not like working in a silo. There may be some jobs where it's just you and only you, and you don't have to collaborate. You don't have to communicate. I'm trying to figure out which ones these are, right? But most times you're working with other human beings or groups or technology. You're working with other folks. So part of being successful at work is also knowing how to be successful at work. Not just the job you do, which yes, you're hired to do a job, but you're hired as a member of a team. You're hired as part of staff. You're hired to work with others. And this person said that they had some trouble, and I apologize for a little typo in there, that every time they get a job, they keep losing their job. And they're saying to me that the reason for this, they've had coworkers that are against them, and they believe the coworkers are poisoning the well, or the coworkers, you know, are ganging up, and this is why this person gets brought into the office and get let go. So let me say about getting a job could be, you know, it can be tough, but keeping and coping with a job is a daily dance and task. You have to know how to work with others, even others who are not like you. So to this particular question, which I thought was a great one, because, you know, there are workplace conflicts and we've seen the extreme where there's, you know, workplace violence and all of that. But, you know, I would say to this person that, okay, I don't know, you didn't share your job performance. I don't know what your evals were, if you were doing the A game. If you were at a B or C game and then folks felt that there was some strife or whatever was going on, if it affect productivity, I mean, if it was just, she doesn't like me, he doesn't like me, and they talk about me. Well, most bosses could care less about that as long as you're doing your job. I don't know what your situation was, but I will tell everyone, getting a job is not just about your knowledge, skills, and abilities of working. You have got to know how to work with others. You cannot not work with others. So how you communicate, how you collaborate, I mean, what's appropriate in the workspace, what's not appropriate in the workspace, okay? So when companies are interviewing folks, not only should they be asking questions about your skill, your performance, your results, and all those great competencies that you bring to the table, but they should also see how you fit into the workplace culture. That's okay to do. For example, I may have a company that is all about the hat life, right? I might, you know, we're all about hats. And if someone I'm trying to make some humor in this, but I require you to wear hats because we're all about that hat life. And if you don't have the hat and you refuse to wear the hat, it might cause some strife in terms of our culture. I mean, I'm just saying, it just might. And so people are folks. Is it fair? Is it right? Do coworkers get along all the time? Of course not. But you have to also see the bigger picture, that you have to be political at the job as well. You've got to know how office politics works. You have to pay attention at the water cooler or the virtual water cooler. And you have to know how to communicate. I am positive that there are some people I worked with that they didn't like my hat. And it's okay. They have a right not to like my hat. But at the end of the day, I didn't let that stop me from doing the work I had to do and to make sure me and my hat were seen by the folks that can help me elevate. So if you keep losing your job because of what's happening in the work, like your coworkers, you might want to step back and just say, I'm just saying, yes, it's an issue, but do you have any responsibility in the issue? Like, is it you or not? So we can't blame game, but it's something to think about. So I would tell everybody, I wanted to bring this question up because I thought it was real. I mean, and if you keep getting jobs, it means you got the skills in the beginning, but you're not able to retain. And retention is just as important as recruitment. So maybe get some help. Think about finding out where collaboration or communication is falling, and see what you can do there. So, hey guys, I am, again, your career engineer. We're doing first Mondays. We do Ask the Career Engineer. We'll be here for about 15 minutes. We will take your live questions or comments, or you can always do them later. But I picked two questions from our emails that I thought would be like, we should do this. If you have a question that you'd like for me to talk about next month on first Monday, feel free to hit me up at info@tcenow.com. And of course, visit our website, tcenow.com, all the time. In fact, you want to definitely go there because guess what's new? Guess what's new and hot today? Of course, it's my hat, but I'm going to do this like, pal, look at this. That's our book, A Mind to Work, third edition is here. I hope you guys really like the cover. I did a whole lot about that cover. Yes, A Mind to Work, third edition is available on our website. I actually, by accident, I wanted to be available October 15th, but it's available now. So Shop on Amazon, check it out. And, you know, people who buy them in person, I'll even sign them for you. So let me get to question number two, which again was kind of cool because it's happening. Why are some employers removing degree requirements from jobs that should require one? That's kind of cool too. So I know in the state that I'm in too, there was this big thing about, well, there's a talent shortage. The 8 million jobs are open, right? And folks aren't showing up, or when they show up, they're just not really showing up. So maybe removing the degree. There's someone that has 20 years experience in the field, and maybe taking the degree away will help to increase the pool that's responding. I mean, that's the theory. I know in my state, they did that. And there's some early numbers that's saying it seems like more people are applying for jobs. But then on this other side, I've heard people who have degrees say, wait a minute, am I less than now because I have a degree? Like, I'm not worthy. You know, they're filling it inversely, which I don't think was the intention. You know, like, okay, you need to have a degree to do this job. Now you can be a CPA without a degree. Really? Can't? I mean, I'm using that as an example. I'm not saying that is the fact. So some companies are doing it. Some state agencies are doing it because they've had these open recs and nobody's applying. But if someone has 20 years or 15 years and they can show they can do the job, they'll grant them an interview, you know? So it doesn't mean if you have a degree that you don't go for it. Put your degree in there and go there. Now, one question I often wonder is, I wonder, will these employers pay the person that doesn't have a degree less money than the one that has a degree? It's opened up the talent pool to apply, but when the person gets hired, who has the equal weight? And will that person who did invest in their professional training and development and they have experience, who gets the higher pay? That part I haven't heard yet. So I don't want anyone that has a degree to feel that you've been like reduced or anything, because companies have, I mean, I think I've seen some language saying like it's preferred but not required. Like I can feel a little bit, but if you don't have it and you've got the 20 years and you can do it and you've got performance, accomplishment, and leadership, bam, go for it. You know, go for it. So that language, preferred but not required, that I like. I mean, I think that might go far, but that's what's going on. People aren't applying for jobs and people are getting interviews and not even showing up from interviews. And I'm hearing that from many of the employers out there. So listen, if you haven't heard, November 3rd, the TCE Career and Business Pop-Up Summit with a Twist. Check it out, tcesummit.com. November 3rd on the Bay here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'll be there, and we've got some great pop-ups, some great food, fun, game night, collaborations, and fun. Did I say fun twice? You should be in the room. So in fact, we have a wonderful hotel right too, and it expires on October 4th. So get your room, come to the beach, bring your hat if you have one, but I'd love to see you at the TCE Summit. So listen, I want you guys to have a powerful and purposeful day. Unless there's any questions from those of us watching live or those watching later, I'll see your questions later. We want you to have a purposeful and powerful week. And remember, tomorrow on October 1, I really don't like dating my things, but anyway, the way this came out, not October 1, tomorrow, the new report will come out to see what kind of job openings are here in America and how many folks quit. And first Fridays of every month, the jobs report will come out to see where we are with job hires and what we're looking at and, things of that nature. I've also blogged. It's up there on my blog. Make sure you visit us at tcenow.com about layoffs and fears of foreclosures and job loss, because I know it's Halloween month and all of that. But yeah, it's happening right in the first. So a couple tips you could do to make sure you're going to cushion that blow if you're one of those folks. So anyway, you guys have a blessing. Have a blessed week. Have a powerful and purposeful week. I'm all about that life. And I thank you for joining in. And again, feel free if you have a question or comment for me later, send it to me. And I look forward to chatting with you guys next time. Y'all be blessed. Stay safe. And remember, don't get anxious. Always get prepared.
Thanks for watching our Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at tcenow.com, tcenow.com. Don't get anxious. Get prepared.